Today we're going to pick up.
Should we start by singing a little bit?
Why would you do that?
I feel like that's how people need, like, the intent to publish bar for the right place.
Ezra, you're such a grouch.
Did you not know that? I like to complain. It's okay.
That's quite all right. Okay, so we're going to pick up on page 10. I want us to begin to explore more deeply the question of Lishma. We're going to look at a few makoros here, but I also want us to distinguish between three issues in Lishma. So one is the scope of Lishma, which is, what does Lishma apply to? What do we have on that front so far? Sorry, Lishman given for now.
Or
so let's say, let's do more generally. Yisiva, according to? Good. As we know from the first parak. Asima is a question.
Messina.
This is Rav Meir. And then we have a third sheet of Rav Yehuda, which is that maybe it's Yisiva and Kasima, correct?
Yeah.
But what else do we have on this front? We haven't really gotten through it yet. What?
Well,
good. You saw that, Gemara?
Yeah, no, I saw it in the
Oh, you saw it in the encyclopedia?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a Gemara.
No, I didn't think it was a source. And
go on.
I didn't think it was come from the yeah.
Right, but you saw it. That's fine. So Nesina is a very interesting question. Does Nesina have to be done with Shema? Right, does the giving of the get have to be done? That's an interesting question. What else? Is the question about Lishma? Anybody know? What's a candidate for Lishma, maybe?
Well, it seems like the Tzivui HaBaal kind of.
Well, the Tzivui HaBaal, it's Tzivui HaBaal for the Sofer.
Yeah.
Right. Like that he has to tell the Sofer to write of the shame.
Right.
Maybe the Tzivui HaBaal. What else is the candidate? Anybody get to the Shulchan Aruch? Tikkun
HaKlaf.
Yeah, Tikkun HaKlaf and Tzivui HaBaal. What?
Yeah, Tikkun HaKlaf.
Okay. There's just a question about what is the obligation of Lishma extend to when you're talking about given? And you can think about Lishma very narrowly, maybe just Chasim HaSeidim, just Siva, or you could think of Lishma as accompanying the process more broadly. Seems natural then to extend it to Messina, Tikkun HaKlaf. And I think one thing you might say when you look at this question about narrow versus a broad conception of Lishma, narrow versus broad scope of Lishma, is what is the Lishma applying to? Let's put it in very general terms. Yishlachkor, whether the Lishma is a din in the get, or
in the divorce?
Yeah, in the Gerushin. It's a broader question, what's the relationship between the get itself and the Gerushin? But you could think of, I think if you think of it narrowly, narrow scope, you'd say it's a din in the get. Meaning, there's this object called the get, the sefer kusus that you're trying to create. In order to create that thing, in order to make that object, you have to have lishma. Right? That's different from saying that there's a process of divorce which has to be done with Shema. Right, yeah? Because initial formulation. So if you go over a broad scope and you say, whoa, even the tikkun haklaf and the kleyak siva, the misinas again has to be done with Shema. It seems then that you're thinking that the lishma is not about creating this din, the shame sefer, but the lishma is about the process of divorce more generally. Now, do you have a hand on this?
I think, like, I don't know about Medina, but maybe the Tikkun HaKlaf, you could fit that into a narrow conception as well.
You could. You could fit it in. What?
I think that, like, you could say that you need to have for actually writing the document,
maybe that's I could hear the argument. I think Nesina is a little harder to say that. And then once you know that Nesina is not a din in the Chafetz document, safer, then it's natural to ask whether even the tikkun klei aksiva is in the sefer. That's fine. If you're comfortable with one of them being
I see like processes that are external to the document itself. I think that would be part of
that. Great. Look, I'm comfortable with saying that even if you were to only find the dinum of the get as requiring lishma, that could be because the get is just the most important piece of the divorce process. Like one could say that. Right. So I'd say like, even if the dinim were invariant, like you just had an it was just the ksivas get, you could ask that a dinim, like making the document the way it's supposed to be, or is like that really about the document is the kryptonite of the divorce? And so if you get the document right, then you have the divorce process right. Yeah. Yoni?
Based on that, did you see the word lishma by Gershon, or you're just extending from the get the lishma by all Gershon?
I didn't see the word lishma.
We saw the word lishma.
See the word lishma. I see the word lishma by Gershon.
In sources. Like when you said that, or you saying that by guesses.
Nice.
So are you just expanding from the Rambam instead of the get from the Lishma to the process of the Lishma?
Say again?
We thought in the Rambam we said that the get has to be the Lishma. Are you using that to expand it to all Gershon? Or are there other sources where it says the Gershon itself?
I don't know what counts as a source here, but we're going to see a Gemara that talks about whether the Nesina has to be Lishma. Right, so if the Nesina has to be Lishma, then that sounds like it's not just a din in the Sefer. Right, but we'll see the Ramban on that Gemara is going to have a suggestion along these lines. All right, good. You don't think my blackboard counts as a valid source?
No.
Why not?
I mean, maybe future generations.
All right. I tell you the story about my father when he went to, he was in Israel during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. And he ended up staying with some, like an aunt and uncle of his. And they'd like kicked him out of the house or whatever. Like they didn't have space in the house or something. They ended up hanging out with my uncle at this yeshiva in Israel. And the guys in the yeshiva were saying, oh, you study at Har Etzion, Gush. You know, let us tell you why we don't like the Derech HaLimud of the Rav, or of Soloveitchik of here. And so, okay, let's hear. So like, well, you know, he says chidushim that haven't been said by previous, like Mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim. Well, Ned, why can't he work that? Well, right, saying like that, like who's he to say this, right? So my father's response was something along the lines of, "What about? I think it was the Chiddush Reuven, like the Chiddushim and the Chiddush Reuven. Is that okay?" I'm like, yeah, of course, because of course that's okay. Like Reuven's a record, like of course that's fine. So Reuven was a son-in-law of Baruch Ber.
Okay.
So I thought, well, then why? One, if you have a son-in-law of a Talmud of Reb Chaim, why is that better basis for being allowed to say Chidushim than a son of a son of Reb Chaim? Or like, what's like? All right, don't come back to the yeshiva anymore. But is what you're saying different than that exchange?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying it's a fish. It's really
the quest for sources.
Not a quest. Just
the search for sources.
Just the narrow versus broad. I'm just arguing the fish and saying it as a dish in the ocean, and you're reading that from the Rambam who said that the Kinas Aget has to be Lishma. Or is there a source somewhere that like uses the word Lishma by just perishing?
Well, let's see. So let's see. We can see the Ramban says it. But I take it it's important for you that the Ramban says it.
Okay. Nice.
Stay tuned, stay tuned. Okay, so let's look at a few makoros along these lines. So just on this issue, turn for a second to page 12 in the source sheet. Anybody get a chance to prepare this Mishnah on Pevav? As you saw it in the encyclopedia?
I just saw it now.
I saw it. Shnaim sheshochu shnei gittin shavim v'nesarvut. Two husbands, two wives, they all have the same name. The husbands have the same name and the wives have the same name. And then they get mixed up. So you don't know which get was written for which woman. Because literally the married couples have identical names. And I guess they're from identical towns. So no saying shneihem lezu v'shneihem lezu. What do? You give both gets to each wife. You do a double nesina to each couple, for each couple. So if you lost one of them, then you can't do any of the gerushins. Okay, so man tana, the Gemara wants to know who's the tana who holds this. Let's get a volunteer to read this. Ezra, take a stab at it. Man tana, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya.
Yirmiya, the long term,
so if you hold it, belongs to the Edim Messiah Akarti.
And probably you don't know who, which one.
The Edim have to know which get is Michel the Croesus. Yes?
Right.
And Abaya says.
Who cares about this?
So the crucial point about the second line is that the second line, Abaya's comment, makes it clear that the earlier shita is a din lishma. It's a din lishina lishma, meaning when, even though the Gemara is a little cryptic, it says, Man Tana, Amram Yirmiyah, the Loker of Lazar, the year of Lazar, Edim Esira Kart, the Allah Yadi, Baha'i Minayu Kamigarsha, Abai is saying, you first day in the Gemara, you're thinking that this is a din lishma. Correct? But Mehechadis, the Lazar requires nesina lishma, maybe only requires ksiv lishma. So I'm saying, you see from Abai, that he at least understands the first day in the Gemara, that according to Abulazar, you need Nesina Lishma. And the Rishonim say this. So you can see, for example, you have a comment, Ezra? Or... So look, top of page 13, this is Rashi. This is Rashi on top page. See what I'm highlighting? Halo Yadi?
Yeah.
Go read it. But notice Rashi says that Ainzu Nesina Lishma Mibureras. This is not a determined Nesina Lishma. Good. So notice that Rashi says the Din Lishma. Notice also Yoni. Yeah, you get your source that according to Rabbi Lazar, the din of Vikasav is going both on because the din of Lishma is going on both Vikasav and Vinasan. Meaning the process has to be Lishma. So he's reading it back into the Psukim. Does that help you,
Yoni? Yeah, you gotta be still doing the whole process of writing it, sealing it, and giving it Lishma versus like wanting to get the book of Lishma. I mean, I can write it back and give it all Lishma.
Well, I'm saying the Nesina, is the Nesina part of the document? No, it's the delivery of it, it's the serving of the document.
That would mean that you're doing here.
I think so. My point is, I'm simply making the point that this doesn't appear to be a din in the creation of the get. It's a din in the delivery of the get, which is part of the divorce process rather than the construction of the document, right? Josh?
Sorry, I don't totally get why we're lacking Lishma here. Why don't the Adam just pretend for both of the guests, you know, when it gives to one person, you know, pretend that each one is one.
Because you don't know which one is the get.
So for one of the times when they were saying this is the one that's doing it, they were wrong. So what? I don't know.
Right, you're saying bank. I mean, manivsha.
Just pretend that it's all giving Lishma for the right person. And just
fine, you're asking a good question. Why is there a deficiency of Lishma here? Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Because why is mibureres? Why is birur an element of proper lishma? That's what you're asking. I think that's a fair question, but I'm going to bracket it right now because it doesn't bear on the scope of the lishma.
Right.
Is that a fair response to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the Ramban quickly. The Ramban just flushes out Rashi further. So he says, Rumi, you want to read this for us? Is that fine? Take a stab at it.
Yep.
So Rabbi Elazar requires an Asina Lishma. You can see that very clearly here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't apply just to the tivos haget because
So like Rashi, he's reading it back into the psukim that the lishma is din of chasav v'nasan. And just like you need ksiva lishma, correct? He's going to say, kach tzricha nesina lishma. Go ahead. So notice that point, mitzarech shehei krisus lishma, the Ramban saying that it's not just the din in the get, the ksivas haget lishma, it's an increases lishma. The divorce has to be lishma. So I take it that that's a formulation about the process of divorce rather than the creation of the get. Good? Yoni, you're happy?
Yeah.
Excellent. Ezra.
Why is the star shape of lishma? Why is that the reason? I mean, why would you say that? Why would you say that that therefore means an assumption to be lishma? Like, presumably the other tzah would say, yes, we obviously require lishma, but the ksiva
is the krisus.
Yeah.
I mean, that krisus is limited to.
Or that if you have the ksiva lishma, then.
You have krisus lishma.
Right.
So I think this is the Ramban saying that krisus is the separation, the cutting has to be lishma, meaning it's process based, not entity based, not chafza based.
And presumably, since we do pass the night through Rebelezer, then we do say that you need to have this in lishma.
No, well, I think Abaye is going within Rebelezer. Afilu tamer, Abaye Amar, Afilu tamer Rebelezer, Ema de Baye Rebelezer, Ksiva lishma, Nesina lishma mi Baye.
When it's all just a hava, I mean, it's not actually.
Well, it's 2 days in the Gemara. Mantana, Sotar Yirmiyah versus Abaye. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thinks that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says the Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar.
Right.
Abaye says the Mishnah doesn't have to be against Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Elazar could hold that it's sufficient to have ksiva lishma. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, I take it just a way of putting your point is it's not obvious that Abaye is saying that all you need is a chepta shall get lishma. Maybe Abaye agrees that you need krisus lishma, but you have krisus lishma by creating the get the right way.
Right.
Did I understand at this point? This is a version of my response to Ned earlier. I mean, even if you only find lishma in the get, it's not clear that that's a din in the creation of the proper shame sefer, it's just that the get is the kryptonite of the gerushin. Right? Ned?
Yeah.
Oh, so who's going to say this? The Chasam Sofer is going to say this. But before we get to the Chasam Sofer, remember the Gemara in Zvachim. What was the Gemara in Zvachim? Stam Isha is Lav L'Gershon Omedes. Stam Karban is L'Hakrava Omedes. So Stam L'Shma and Kachim. But for Gershon, there's no din of Stam L'Shma because Stam Isha is Lav L'Gershon Omedes. And you need a L'Shma to change the status of the woman from being locked in a marriage to being Omedes L'Gershon. Now, what the Achronim are going to suggest here is that maybe that's case by case. Meaning, before a divorce process is initiated, the Gemara in Zvachim is right that Stam Isha is Lav L'Gershon Omedes. But once it's initiated, then there's a Stam L'Shma. And so the process is considered L'Shma in virtue of the husband having already supplied a L'Shem Gershon at some point. So while the couple's happily married, or before there's a Tzibi Abal, before there's a L'Shma in the get, Stam Isha is Lav L'Gershon Omedes. But she becomes Gershon Omedes once the get is created. So Tom Sober is going to say this. Let's look at it inside. This is page 13. So he quotes the Ramban. Let's just read the... Rumi, you want to read this?
Yeah.
Rumi, you read for us already. Let's check on somebody else. Ned, why don't you read for us? The second meaning of Elazar, Lishma is a ikar kvisas kai, meaning whatever is necessary for the process of gerushin. It's not a din in the get. Ular Meir. Kailach asima shehu ikar kvisas.
All of these,
yeah, aval.
So you need the whole point.
Yeah, like why? What justifies a bai saying that Rabbi Elazar would agree that all you need is the lishma and the get for the ksiba, right? If lishma is about krisis. Like, what's a bai? Like, we're talking with an Rabbi Elazar. We know Rabbi Elazar is a Masira Karti guy. So, why would Lishma be sufficient for the Chafzah Shal Get? Ask some. What?
On just Ksiva.
Does everybody see the objection? Like, basically, like, what's Pshan Abaye within Rabbi Elazar? So, skip ahead. With Sarech Lomar. He cites, basically, he cites the Gemara in Zvachim.
But once they get very written signed, so then you say the moon status has changed from
correct. It's a big Kiddush, what he's saying. Basically what he's trying to say is that Abaye doesn't disagree with Yirmiyah and the Gemara. Abaye really agrees that the whole process has to be L'shem Gershin, but Stoma is L'shem Gershin. You have it by default. Why? Because normally we say stama lishma. For a woman, for gershin, we don't say it because stami shalav gershin kaima. But once you have a certain momentum to the process, the husband already supplied it for the chepta she'll get, that lishma now creates like a background fact. And that background fact is enough to say that, hey, the nesina dan stam is also a nesina l'shem gershin.
So what would the first, somebody would call this here by lishma? What would they say?
So I just want to point out that number one, the Chassam Sofer is saying a few things here that are really important. At one level, the Chassam Sofer is saying that really you need the, conceptually speaking, you need the process to be lishma. Yeah. But you have lishma of the process once you have lishma for the siva because the rule of stama lishma. Correct? It's a little problematic with the language of the Gemara, just because the Gemara says "Ema debayir b'lazer k'siva lishma nesina lishma mibayi." What the Gemara should have said is that of course you need lishma from the nesina, just you have it by the rules of stama. So some sort of says to finesse that. That's fine. You could finesse that into the Gemara and say the Gemara is not talking conceptually. The Gemara is talking practically. Like, do you need to actively be mechaben lishma for the nesina? No, because stama lishma. The other thing that's really interesting about the Chassam Sofer is his reading of the Gemara in Zvachim, that the Gemara in Zvachim is contingent. It's not an absolute rule that Stam Isha is Lav L'Gershin Omed. That's not saying something about the nature of marriage and any woman in a marriage that there can't be any Stam L'Shma L'Shem Gershin. He's saying it means that until you have a lishma that's supplied, you can't say stama lishma. But once you've broken the cheskas status quo ante of being in...
That's stam.
What?
Look at the later stuff of stam. No,
what's stam?
Meaning it's not stam, something can't. But,
correct.
Which is the first... it's not that it's stam lishma, but it's okay because you had an earlier act that was lishma. It's just that... The question is, what makes them not establish more that every act is not
established? Let's look at the language of the Gemara in Zvachim for a second, because I might have misquoted it now. If you're objecting along those lines, I have the Gemara in Zvachim is... on page 19. Ramini, kol gat shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul, v'stam enami pasul. V'shani, yisvachim b'stam lishman omdin, isha b'stama lav l'gershin amedes. I think you guys are right, actually. Isha b'stama lav l'gershin amedes. And the Chassam Sofer is saying, that's b'stama. But a woman who's already had a get written for her, she's not an Isha B'Stama anymore.
But he said that. He looked it up.
What does he say?
Stam ha'isha b'gerishin.
What?
He says, Stam ha'isha b'gerishin.
Once there's a ksivas like that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But either way, there's no objection from the language of the Gemara. I mean, the language of the Gemara is that a stam isha is not a medes l'gerishin. But once you have ksivas like that, then she's a medes l'gerishin, and minas stam the nishtinas l'shma. All right? Questions on this, or Yoni? Well, I think for Reb Elazar, you'd have to have the ksiva lishma. Let's see, some sefer I think says that. Right?
That's the thing that gets you out of
the stuff. Yeah, and that's pshat and Abaye. So Abaye agrees conceptually that there's this broad conception of Lishma for the whole process. It's not in the Chatzah Shel Get. But once you have for the Chatzah Shel Get, it carries over to the process based on the rule of Stam Lishma.
And therefore, wouldn't apply any of the meaning. There's no situation in which you need
active.
Any good other point.
Correct. Active Lishma for the Nesina. Once you have the Get that's written L'shem Isha. You might have special cases where you'd have to, like, where that.
I'm saying. Even when you mentioned it, you didn't do the Siva, and then you did the Siva, it also would be helpful.
Say it again.
Okay. Right. My point is that it's not like, oh, if you didn't do the Siva Shema, then didn't do the Siva Shema, that would work. Right? But then.
Right, because you still need the Siva.
I mean, there's no case would it be helpful or necessary to have.
Yeah, it's a little tricky though. His formulation is Avalim kvar nichta v'nechtam ba'omid litzin liyada. Like, what does he mean ba'omid litzin liyada? Does he. Well, but he means that, like, you still, like, the husband still wants to give it to her, or he, like, does that imply some sort of continuity in his ratzon legarish? Like, what if you have a get yashan type situation? Would that be mevatel the stam lishma? So you could have nafkamina in those types of instances where there's like an action that's inconsistent with the lishma of the gerishin, lishma of the stam lishma. Yeah, exactly.
The Rav said the word lishma back then, and he said, like, you know, we don't have to say lishma. And he talked about, like, messing up lishma and putting lishma.
Right, correct. I agree that for get yashan, you don't have to attribute it to the lishma. Right. But I'm saying, if you do think it's a din lishma, which is the way the Rav went, then you could have a nice nafkamina for this case. You could have the ksiva lishma, the chsima lishma, but then if you're miyach, if there's yichud, you might say, that would interrupt the stam lishma of later Nesina. That'd be enough kamina to your point. Ned?
Yeah, your stuff that can derail the training.
Exactly. Or cut them, break the momentum. Yeah. Like, you'd lose the inertia or whatever, like that initial momentum of the ksiva lishma. Josh, you have a hand?
But then doing another action lishma might rehabilitate.
Yeah, it might rehabilitate, correct. Or I'm saying, if you did a Nesina lishma, that's better than stam lishma.
Right.
You only have a hand on this?
Yeah, just to give an understanding. That's different than Rashi, who said that he's reading by as a by or a shema for everything, versus here, they don't need to shema for everything.
So, Rashi's reading of Abaye?
Is that as implied?
I don't think we read Rashi as saying anything in Abaye.
That's how he gets to do the shema, but it's implied.
What do you mean it's implied? Say again?
It's implied in shema. There it is.
Rashi's going with an Abirmiya. Within a Birmiya, there's a drasha that you need v'chasa v'nasan l'shma. The question is, Abaye is you. What's Abaye? Pashapshan Abaye is that Abaye is saying it's din the get, that the get needs l'shma, the process of gerishin doesn't need l'shma. Some Sofer says, no, that's not Pshan Abaye. The whole process needs l'shma. So you have stam l'shma based off the reading of the Sugin's Zvachim.
But his question about the l'shma and Abaye, are we saying not Minal, but why would you even need?
Whose question?
That
opinion is that that opinion is that you don't need Nesina Lishma at all.
And then the Gemara then asks about that on the next page, of course, Lishma did the Kra of an Akankai. So we said it was implied.
The Rashi, you mean?
Is that Rashi?
Yeah, on the bottom of 12.
Yeah.
That's Rashi commenting on the Gemara.
Is he saying that it's implied? Like,
Raj is saying that the source for requiring lishma and nesina is that the lishma is both on bechasav and benasan.
It's a source that is implied that nesina would also be.
By implied, you mean that's implied in the psukim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus words that inherent in sofer that you don't necessarily need to
do. Well, some sofer is saying that conceptually you need nesina lishma, but practically you don't need to mechave in lishma b'shas nesina because you have the stem of lishma.
And is Rashi saying that?
There's no evidence to think that Rashi is appealing to anything stam lishma here.
Okay. Maybe you do need the stam lishma we're getting from the source for Tiva.
Correct. Okay. You need practical kavana lishma b'shas nesina. Okay, great. So this is let's look at a few other things here that might be interesting nafkamina to this question. So I think we're all in agreement that this nesina is a good nafkamina for this question of din b'gad versus din regerishin. Yeah, at some level. So let's look at a few other pieces of this discussion about extending the lishma or what the lishma applies to. So look for a moment. At the middle of page 10, here you have a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. Yoni, do you get a chance to see that Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, middle of page 10, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Tikan Aklaf, Echatich Asakomos. Yeah, it's a one-liner. You want to just read it?
Yesh Omrim, Tikan Aklaf, Echatich Asakomos, the call she came as Sirtu. So some people say that the tikkun haklaf and the cutting of the feather and the pen, the post kind of sirta is more so the indentation or the
line scratches.
Line scratches, yeah. Sorry, I call it as lishma for the tikkun or lishma. I guess we don't really know what that means yet.
Well, lishma means l'shem.
L'shem and get.
Yeah, l'shem the baal, l'shem the isha, l'shem the garish. Yeah. So, what do you make of this? This is this a din in the sefer, or is this a din in? It could be any. That's a net saying. Do you think it's a din in the sefer?
Yeah.
I mean, like anything that goes into.
It's about the sefer. Nothing to do with like the man and the woman.
Yeah, although you might say it's such an advanced stage in the preparation of the sefer. That it's just the beginning of the, like it's before you're even talking about a sefer yet, like the tikkun haklaf and tikkun hakolmos. But I hear the Gira, I guess your position is like, no, this is so chetza of sefer oriented that it just means that anything pertaining to the chetza shel get has to, even the machshirin have to be done lishma. But it's not an indication that it's about the anything pertaining to the process of gerushin has to be done lishma. Is that your point? Interesting. I'm not sure which way to go then. Kaya?
This is like more incidental, but the source of this is really strange. Like if you look in the Darkei Moshe, Narmanah,
yep.
He says that like, yeah, like of course you don't need to do this, but I found in a quote, Tikkun Yashan.
Yeah.
And you know when I looked up, it's just like a space, like no, apparently like there's just some Tikkun Yashan that Narmanah quotes like 8-12 times.
Yeah. I think a tikkun yashan means literally like when you have a tikkun for a thapis.
Like
a
lot, like in the back of the shul background. Like, right,
yeah. Awesome. Well, a tikkun yashan is, well, yeah, exactly.
Like something kind of.
Why is that crazier than my response to Yoni that I wrote source on top of the board? Right? I mean, I think it's just a question of what sources count. So if you're the Rama and you went through the Geniza in the middle of your shul and you found Tikkun for Gittin. A tikkun, what's a tikkun, guys? You ever learn any body Kriya here? Yeah, the tikkun korum, tikkun sovereign. It just means like the docket, like the instructions for writing a get, or like the boilerplate.
Right.
Like Bafa, Bishabis.
Wait,
right?
So what's tikkun?
Bob's
talking about that.
No,
tikkun yasha.
Right. Do you see how in parentheses it just says Bitikkun?
Oh, yeah.
It's Memchav. Matza Kasav Bitikkun.
Just
that's like if I were to say to you, why should you bayir shushan navocha on echatra? Where does it say that? And I'll say, well, look at the tikkun that I have that's published by Feldheim. And it says, like, you know, it has like a little star and it says like benigan echa. I'll just say it. Well, it says here my tikkun.
What?
They
source in the tikkun sometimes.
Sometimes, but this one didn't, right? It's just matzah kasa b'tikkun. So the Rama found like a tikkun that says, you know, when you sharpen the pen, say you're doing it l'shem ayish l'shem ayish l'shem gerushin.
And there's like some will like rishonim, but like it's obviously not necessary. Like the source, the reading of the Gemara is totally from.
Right. Right.
As a weird, like,
well, he says to be fair, he does say it's not.
Like that story I like, refer of Ashkenazic and Hagi and Lagar. There's been Hagi reported.
Like, yeah, very much so. I mean, it's, I feel like Romy and I have had exchanges about this all the time. He says, you know, Chena Mina and Chena again.
Right.
That's. Well, why is that not a valid?
Fair enough. Right? Maybe that's more interesting. But...
Like, Mistama, the person who wrote the Tikkun in Krakow, like, didn't just make it up. Maybe he was. Maybe he just thought, like, extra chumra, why not?
But he's so, they're not ready. That's a good idea. And
right.
He's like, this smart. Like, who said it? Normal. Right. The Maharshi said it. He just found it.
Right.
He agreed with it.
And that's what Gilling's point was. I mean, at the time, it might have been so useful. But now that we're looking back at it, now that he said it, like, all
right. So it's not the Tikkun Yashin that's called Maharshi, it's Maharshi.
Right.
That itself is interesting. That's a further question. Right. If the Rama just says Matsasi Kasa the Tikkun, saying here I'm throwing this in for your learning edification.
But he doesn't actually believe it.
Well,
keep in mind at the end he says if you don't do it, like the get still works.
Right.
Actually, okay.
But what's the Rama doing? What's the Rama doing? Right? He's being malakate, same as Vijay. They're being malakate, all these practices and dinim.
Right.
You know, it's how much are they endorsing? Each one of them is always a question.
Does he think that the tikkun thinks it's not okay? And the tikkun has a stoma. I don't think it's required to throw off, but like.
Well, just because the tikkun has it doesn't mean it's not okay either. You can keep the tikkun
out of it. Like, look at what he brings in the
right.
Emotion. It's like, it says.
Do you have a dark emotion in front of you?
Yeah, it's one line. So it says, the tikkun yasha masasi, yesh machmirin, the tikkun kwa, patifa, pachomos, sarif, liyos, lishman. I'm not sure.
Right.
That's it. That's what Akan tells you. The quote is just Yesh Machmirin. Could be that's not even B'diavad, and he's just taking it as L'chatchila. That kind of means that.
Saying, like, yeah, it's a good chumra, but Lamaisi would disagree with it.
Correct.
But, like, that there is a shita out there that will, like, hey, you just see that in B'diavad.
Correct. The quote you just gave in Dagi Moshe implies that Yesh Machmirin, unless you read Yesh Machmirin as L'chatchila, the Yesh Machmirin implies, like there's a view out there that the Tikkun HaKlaf and the Dio and the. It might be, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think that's a more interesting conceptual one.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I agree. I do think that it's still not easy to answer whether that showed that this is like all this stuff that's part of the divorce process after the Lishma, or as Ezra saying, like, no, these are just machshirin for the chepsa she'll get.
It's all about the safer. Like, it's all.
This is clearly getting the safer for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to see it out of it.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Like, how do you relate that to a woman? Like,
well, because I would say that the creation of the sefer only begins once you maybe you start writing. Like, why does cutting the pen that you're going to use for the sefer? Like, why does?
Okay, so you could say
like chatichas akolmos, right?
Like, that's not like turtles all the way down. Why do you think?
Turtles?
Yeah.
What's the phrase?
Turtles all the way down. So like the earth is sitting on a turtle. Like, where is that turtle sitting on? So it's not a turtle.
Another turtle that's sitting
on the turtle. Wow. Never heard that phrase before.
I've never heard
that. It's like a...
No, that's a classic.
It's a weird one.
That's a classic?
No.
Like
you're...
No.
It's like a conversation. It's like a joke about a conversation between a philosopher and some like religious person. And the religious person is like, the whole world sits on top of a big turtle.
Oh,
it's lost person. He's like another big expression. He's like, there's like some bottom. He's like, no, it's turtles all the way.
That's so interesting.
It's a Hindu. The world is supported by an infinite stack of increasing dark shadow.
My
sports.
Flat Earth through space.
No.
Well, it's not the new theory. We're acting on the turtle. You could say why should Tikkun HaKlaf be any more related to the Lishma of Megiri?
Right. My response is that, my thought is that Tikkun HaKlaf can't be a din in the sefer, because like, what is the pen that you're going to use to write it? What does that have to do with the, whether the object is lishma? But if you're talking about like everything done for the gerushin has to be lishma, then it makes sense to talk about the klei aksiva and even things that are prior to the existence of any sefer.
Wow, you know, the only signs or documents the black pen, not a blue pen, not a red pen. Either any one that you need for the creation of the egg.
Yeah.
But if you told me that I have to write with a feather, fine. But if you told me that I have to make the feather l'shem, ha'isha l'shem, ha'isha l'shem gerushin, that's a chiddush. That's up. But I hear Ezra's point.
I just don't understand how it's intuitive to say, oh, you're saying for lishma, like for this couple, not
yeah, that's what it means, lishma.
That's what it means.
It's for sure saying lishma. The question is the lishma here a din in the getting the get to be the sefer to be lishma, or is that in the process? My intuition is that this is the process because there's no sefer to talk about yet. Ezra's point is that these are so instrumental for the tikkun ha-sefer that they're dinim and sefer, right, Ezra?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we can leave that question as undecided yet.
Or
Josh?
I thought this was about slowing it down. Or at the very least, this would slow down the process like tremendously. That's right, because it's like crazy. Like
yeah, that's the separate question here, separate from the scope, which is the purpose of lishma. These are, you know, you might say that of course the purpose question is gonna bear on the scope question, right?
Yeah, I don't think that you could just say though it's only there because of that purpose. You have to say that it either fits in one of the categories and the beget and the beget.
Yeah, well, I want us to think about this. Like, the purpose of lishma, this I think is the deepest question in the sugya. And that's like the most interesting question, which is like, what is the lishma there to achieve? So the most mundane thing that we've seen so far is that it should be right, yeah, you can't have like a prefab gerushin, stuff like that.
You can't even make the pen,
right? So you got to start, you got to pluck like the chickens have to be groomed. What is it? If you take a feather, you ever seen a feather that just plucked off a chicken or a turkey?
Is that actually
what?
Is that actually what?
Then you have to cut it. No, it literally means you're just cutting it into an edge. Like, yeah. I could show you one day if you want.
No, it's okay.
Why?
Do you have your own chicken?
Yeah, do you write in your house? Like, you
yeah.
We should then
that's good. Next year's job.
Let's get shot.
For the
workshop.
Yeah, after the pool party, we'll come. We'll do a sophras party.
Yeah. Are you still doing your mikvah in the carriage house?
No.
That actually be great.
So, what purpose of lishma is to slow down, right? What else might lishma be anchored in? Once to start thinking about this, Lamar, Josh.
The das habal.
Yeah, like the premeditated, like das habal. Right.
It's more than just thoughts about the idea of lishma here. Like,
what's a way of explicating this idea, the das habal, as like the meditated, like it's a
kavana.
Not so.
It's a serious decision.
Is that also related to slow down?
It doesn't have to be. But like you're forcing the baal to kind of confront the decision that he's making.
We're also saying you need to like concretize the formal to change the Isha stack.
Right, second. Solemn doesn't end at the end.
Yeah.
Solemn. There's a certain like solemn decision that the husband. Hey, every time you say I'm doing this with shame, divorcing my wife, such and such, right, you kind of know that the decision was made after some deliberative mental process in his mind. That's different, I think, than just slowing it down, right? Do we agree?
Yeah,
one is about like the solemnness of his decision, and the other is just literally about obstacles in the process. Let's look at a few other examples here, and let's.
Both of them seem like fundamental, like super
fundamental. The solemn decision thing.
This still doesn't make it super fundamental.
Why?
It's like what
it is not. Yeah, like for example, the Shema. We'll see this in the Chuba. Look at this Chuba the Red Vaz for a second. Maybe this will help motivate that. So I added a Chuba the Red Vaz here. On page 13, Chelik Alp Simon Kufnun Dalin. By the way, Ezra, how was the movie? The Rub.
I wasn't at the
one house. Did you go after all that?
Because you weren't giving a share to me.
Right.
Why didn't you guys text me?
We were supposed to have a Karusa.
He said no. It's not worth my time. That's basically what
you
said.
Is that what I said?
I mean, not those exact words,
but
basically what you said.
It kind of
hurt.
Sorry, I'll make it up to you, Ezra. I'll make it up to you. So we didn't see this. No one saw it. Nobody was there at the MLK.
It's still better than person.
It's crazy. Benny, you must have been there.
I missed it.
You also missed it?
Yeah.
It's great. Did you hear it? It was amazing.
I heard it
was
amazing.
Actually?
Yeah.
Really? The movie was amazing? The
Yamakal?
Sure. What was amazing about it?
I'm sure it was in Yiddish.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't understand that.
Subtitles.
It was
done like very well, and apparently it was like. The rub like captured your attention. It's like Matt, and you're like, yeah. You just see.
Yeah, maybe it works. All right, we got to watch. We'll do a sheer viewing.
That's
a cool
part.
Interesting.
To do that, watch the rub on the wall.
It's terrible. You watch the Rav in Shir. I mean, it's right there across the street.
What?
The Rav's right there.
That's
what I was, isn't that what I was saying? It is 770. That's the point. It's the same thing. Okay, so let's look at this Truba of the Red Vaz. We saw this a little bit in Rav Lichtenstein's discussion, correct? Based off the Sefer HaTruma, what needs to be explicated verbally and what's enough that you're thinking it? So, Yoni, you want to read that Red Vaz for us? Tshuva, Kfar Dibur Rishonim Zalbazeh.
The hell is the Dibur.
So for Lishma, for Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, the Lishma has to be stated verbally. Because the Kedusha is not Chal b'machshav levad, you need Dibur. Why? Yeah, so I think the idea is that if something stays in your mind, it doesn't make an impression in the same way as when something has to be stated verbally.
What?
Like vidui, vidui pet.
Yeah.
You see the rough system of vidui?
In the shir?
Yeah. There's something about saying it out loud and.
It's not just vidui at all.
What?
Oh, yeah. No,
well, it's a din. It's a din in the Mishnah and the Gemara Bracha. Next year, we'll talk about it. Yeah, it's going to be a great leap.
I'm going
to be very excited. Yeah, he's not.
Wait, what is he doing?
He's
doing it. That's what I
should say. Oh, really?
I mean, that's a Josh.
I'm here Monday. Today's Monday, no?
I know.
We've been pretty good on Mondays, no?
Yeah. No,
I wasn't broke those foods. Well,
wait, you're not going to be breathless next year?
Apparently not.
Not that it matters to me, obviously. No,
right. I think breathless is going to be a great limit. I mean, it's really a great mistake.
Yeah,
breathless is Mali Vagadish. Did everybody see this with Vada? Vada is saying that saying it bidibur makes like a much greater impression. Right? There's some things. Tell us about that, what you were thinking, Josh.
There's the chiluk between the maisa mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of tshuva is both, let's say, to have certain, let's say, internal elements. But then he also says, like, that the mitzvah is, like, just at the kotera, that the mitzvah is, like, vidui.
Yeah.
You have to actually confess it.
Vidui.
What he explains is that, you know, it's not enough for you just to have the internal feeling, let's say, like, you know, here for a tshuva, but you have to also concretize it in some way, I guess, through vidui. You know, actually speaking it, you know, makes the tshuva material.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here I would say even just more practically, right? It's like there's a difference between when you rehearse something in your mind or think it in your mind, and when you state it out loud for somebody else to hear. It not only makes it more objective, it makes it more concrete, and it forces you to grapple with it more directly. Is that something we could get behind, Moshe? That idea? Ned? Reasonable? Certainly, what the Rabbaz is saying, it's only b'dibur, sha dibur osa roshim gadol. I think that works nicely.
Clearly, that has nothing to do with slowing it down, right? If you think of what the lishma trying to accomplish, but the dibur, I think, is like if there's something about the solemn decision. How serious is the premeditated dimension of the dasa balagarish? But yeah, he's got to state this b'dibur.
I don't understand what you mean by solemn decision. Because that one is not welcome. Romy, you want to take a stab at it? Ned, why don't you take a stab at it? Ned's a solemn, brooding. This is Russian ancestry. Grew up on Dostoevsky.
Yeah. You're saying why is solemn decision?
Like, what's fun? Like, why is that? Like, yeah, it's. Does that mean more than just like, oh, they need to take it seriously? Like, what?
I think the point is that it's not like a rootless, cheap, like, not an unsubstantive decision that it carries weight.
Right.
Okay, fine. But I feel like there's definitely another sheet out there. It's like more fun.
Well, I'll give you an example. Like, you know, it's like we were at this bas mitzvah yesterday. It's like, well, my niece's bas mitzvah. Thank you. And you know, like in the middle, my daughter turns in, she says, could I go to Saban's after for Pesach? I was like, sure. Right, I said it, but that was like it was a really frivolous response on my side.
I think that's a more fundamental reason for the shema.
It wasn't premeditated, right? I didn't think it hadn't been thought out. There wasn't any like solemn deliberation. It was literally a frivolous utterance. The thought here is that by requiring lishma throughout like the process of divorce, you know that the das aba ligaresh is something that has gravitas. It's a heavy decision. It's a premeditated decision. It's a solemn decision, right?
The writing part of that.
What?
Like the writing part of that.
What do you mean?
You're just making a.
Right. So if my daughter said, like, here, take out the paper before you write it down. Say, like, you're writing this for the purpose of me going to Saban Safta for Pesach.
Once you're reaching out of paper, you're writing.
What? Right, so I'm saying you could even. I have no objection if you want to subsume the ksivas I get under that dimension of lishma.
But like then saying ksiva by lishma is very odd.
Why?
Because ksiva is just.
They're mutually reinforcing that idea. Like it's.
You can't have ksiva without lishma. It's not sensible.
Well, you can if you just tell the.
Yeah, you just tell us
I signed an operating agreement for something. You know, an operating agreement is something that governs partnerships. And the person I was doing it with, it's interesting that like maybe he's like, whatever, the lawyer will figure it out. And like I review the, and you see some DNA third cases, like one party will review the doc, the operating agreements. Well, exactly. So I got whatever the lawyer wrote. It's like you can see on DocuSign, the person looked at it for 2 seconds, 12 page document. Like document opened at 202 and 30 seconds, document signed 202 and 33 seconds. Right. I'm saying that's very different than when you have something that like the constraints on the process make it like, oh, you know that it was reviewed. It's not just like check rules and check terms and conditions. Right? But okay. Anyway, I think this Roshim.
I like this phrase of the Ravaz, Roshim Gadol. For Lishma. You guys agree?
Mm. Nice characterization from you were saying something?
I kind of picked up. First, I'm not sure how different this is now than just slowing down. Okay, so. Meaning, at the end of the day, why else would you be slowing me down other than to make him not make a rush decision?
But notice that what you just said is not the same thing. You said one serves the other, not that one is the same thing as the other, right? So like my daughter, let's say I say, okay, ask me about Pesach in a week from now. Does that mean that I thought about her thing? She'll come back to me in a week and I'll have gone to like LA and, you know, did this Holocaust thing and like worked on Sugya of Lishma. And then she'll come back to me in a week and she'll be like, Pesach. So I'm not be like, sure. So like the delay in the process doesn't mean that there's anything more
that's
substantive.
That's my point. Why would you require a delay in the process? I mean, now you have to explain what the slowing down.
Well, you could see how the delay in the process could facilitate the, right? It you might say it's a necessary condition or it contributes toward the Roshim Gadol.
So I'm here.
But in and of itself is not sufficient. So this is like my response to Ned about the Ksiva and the Lishma being like jointly they achieve that.
Do you think that both of those things? Do you think both of them are necessary?
Maybe.
But I was trying to think about why one person would say one of those things and the other would disagree. And me or I, are you saying that there's a threshold, basically, there's a threshold, but do you think it's sufficient enough just to slow it down and that would probably lead to somebody thinking about it more? Or are you closer to the LA Holocaust in case where you don't actually think about it in the week that passes? And if it requires them more stuff. Well, I don't know if that's true.
That's not true.
I think it can.
What are you thinking about?
You know what? He doesn't sufficiently explain the you know, it's not happening with these purposes of Lishma.
Yeah, right.
You're not happy.
And also, the entire week when you give two, like, totally. And I think one's about Yusha, one's about, being, like, making the tenants with first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Everything they say is terrible. I mean, those things are terrible.
You get more stats. You got to. Ravaz is the worst thing that's only, like, not talking about.
The Ravaz?
Yeah, the Ravaz is not talking about. I don't think this sounds as
because you're undermining the case.
Okay, well, I'm right.
I don't know what you just said, Ezra.
Many.
I know. I don't know what you said.
I said, first, I don't agree with these purposes of Lishma. I think there's two main purposes of Lishma. That's why I wanted to say with either one of these. One was that you told me to look at it. One that, like, to be like, how, like, make a kedusha on it, which was with the Ravaz, or what is it, the Ravaz talking about. And the second one was like,
hold on, you're getting the Ravaz. If you read the next, the Ravaz is not talking about Gittin when he says Roshim Gadol.
Okay, so we're extrapolating the idea that Shem Koldom never, that this is a Davar Shem Kedusha. Either way.
I'm not extrapolating it's a Davar Shem Kedusha. I'm just pointing out that.
So you're also trying to apply to the Din of Lishma. I don't understand that. What's the difference between you're also trying to say that the Ravaz is talking about Gittin.
I'm trying to say something I get. I'm not trying to say that.
You put his exact words on for the purpose of Lishma.
I acknowledge that the Ravaz does not say this about get.
But you're using his Lashon for.
Correct. I'm using the concept. Okay, he says this for Stam and other cases. Okay. He says for Kedusha Stam. Why does Kedusha, what is Lishma by Stam? Why does it do the Dibur? So that it makes a Roshim Gadol on the, you can only have proper Lishma if it's Roshim Gadol. It's supposed to have this deep, effect on you. Right? It's like to stir you to attention. All right, muchan and mzuman.
The whole point is that the shema in a kedusha kala b'machshava. Like the whole idea is the kedusha being kala.
But that's about it. That's about imbuing things with kedusha. So you can only imbue things with kedusha with roshim gadol. Forget. I don't think we have to go the kedusha route. Forget.
Okay, I'm saying go to the other.
I'm going to say Dasa Balagarish, to have that level of cognizance, solemn decision, serious decision making, you only have that if it's done Baroshim with something that's Osa Roshim Gadol.
What about being like Miwa, the Miwa, the whatever? I don't know, like phrase it like, you know, like making the baguette specific for the
like, yeah. Universal subject.
Right.
What about that?
That's another thing that the encyclopedia is pointing out.
You give me a chazar share in Encyclopedia Talmudis?
Well, you said to read it. It doesn't say anything like this.
I didn't tell you to say it. I just told you to look at it. I didn't tell you to bring it up in shir. I said to skim it.
I very much skimmed it. I didn't read everything.
You didn't skim it. It's like it's constrained. It's
small. It feels like not hard. All those reasons. Like,
can I come up? Can I answer?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you like your Ravaz saying that, like, the Roshim Gadol creates the Kedusha or something. So you can attach something to our Roshim Gadol too. You can say Roshim Gadol creates the status change of the Kedusha. If you want to attach something more of a legend, you can.
Oh, I'm just saying that for the Ravaz does. You're just taking his, you're just doing the Roshim Gadol to say the Yuma, which is fine. But, like,
you can say it's a fundamental thing. Making a solid
decision. I'm trying to understand what the lishma, like, what's the, wherein lies the significance of lishma and given. And I'm saying, you see here, the Radvaz and Simukuf Nadal talks about the, what does lishma do? It's osa roshim gadol. And I'm saying that's different than delaying the process. Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
And your point is?
I don't know, these aren't like, but if, for this to be like you're asking this, what's the purpose of the Shema by X? That also has to be shim with the other purpose of just the Shema in general. Right?
You saying that?
I'm saying.
I don't know why it has to shim with Lishma in general. Maybe it's it does.
Special than the unique thing of the Shema by X that's different than its purpose is different
maybe
than anything else. Okay, that's the answer, then fine, I'm on board.
That was easy.
I said that's the answer. I don't believe that's the answer.
Okay. Josh?
Can you just say, like, there are two sides of the same coin that, like, you could look at, you know, lishma as just, like, you know, preventing a frivolous decision. You could also just look at it, like, at the end of the day, what is gerushin? Gerushin is the right of the husband to, let's say, you know, create this divorce. So, therefore, we're going to just ensure he has God. Like, that's just the very core of what gerushin is.
Like, right.
Like, so, we mentioned something like this earlier in the year, where it's, you know, like the significance of lishma is just the fact that it ensures das because that's what gerushin is.
Right. So I think that's why it says das habav here, right?
Yeah, like, I think.
Are you disagreeing with this idea?
No, I think.
Well,
you could just be like.
But notice it is a chiddush to say that lishma is a din in das habav agarish. Meaning, it's to make sure that you captured a certain quality of das lagarish. Now you might say that's obvious, but go back to the sugya. All you have from the sugya is that a get has to be written l'shem isha, l'shem baal, l'shem gerushin. It's certainly not trivial to get from the lishma sugyas to this. The route to get there is what we did in the last year, which is, well, what's the content of lishma? Meaning, literally, like, what does the, like, what are you thinking when you're thinking lishma, right? So the pashat down the sugya, the thing that Romeo was giving us trouble from the very beginning of the sugya about, was just like, what do you mean? It's just the silver sorry, lishma baal, lishma yishan, lishma gerushin. What does that have to do with das baal agaris? Nothing to do with that. Right? Just means the soper, when he's fiddling around with his pen, he's got to have a certain target object man, target object woman, and target object concept.
But I think, like, the counter... Like,
right? Ezra, if you go for the integrated thing that we were building up this view about, i.e. number one, that the lishma is the l'shem the baal who wants ligarish as ishto, then it's much more natural to get to dasa baal ligarish as what l'shma is attempting to achieve.
So just think, like, Ezra's looking at it, it's like a mere, like, you know, merely slowing down the process.
Yes.
You could also look at it like, if we're breaking the buser echad, you have to have a certain level of dash. We want you to be really
right. And that's connected to the sugyan zvachim of stam isha's la obligation umedes, right? It takes something to break to change something from a union into a separation.
Yeah.
As you want to respond to that?
The Rabbaz, further on reading, he said, he asked a question his own thing. He said, well, if you want to say this is only by Dover Shabdusha, but Diva get it done, so you don't need, you know, this. But he said, Yesh Lomar, so it's okay, you should get.
What do you think you've just achieved? Are you trying to do, Ezra?
I mean, you need to talk to you after this. I don't understand any of this.
Let's talk right now. Read the Rabbaz. Read the Rabbaz. Vim Tim. Well?
I was upset.
No,
you're not helping me enough.
Read Vim Tomar. So basically, see where we are. So he said, I understand Roshim Gadol makes sense for Kedusha. You're trying to, it's a big deal to create Kedusha Sefer Torah, Kedusha Stam, right? But for a get, well, what's the big, what's all the fuss about Roshim Gadol? So his answer is that he wants to fit get into the framework of Stam, that maybe there's a din Kedusha and get. Now, by the way, that's an amazing fiddish with respect to Hilchos Gittin, that there's some Kedusha and a get. Does a get have to be, put in Shemos? Why would there be Kedusha? Is it like a mezuzah? Does it have Shem Hashem in there? I think that's an amazing sugya opener with respect to the question of what is a get.
But we know that to be
why every Dvar Mitzvah has Kedusha. We don't think that Tzitzis have any Kedusha. No Kedusha in Tzitzis, even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And he says, Lepisha Nikra Sefer, there's some Chal Shem Sefer that it has that gives it. Correct. So
why can we put that as
an
thing? Why are we taking it around the first to put it in our own thing? Why can we also put that down in the movie?
Because we'll get there in a second. One second.
I understand
the slow,
I don't really care for it, but I understand it.
So read on for a second.
Read on.
You're gonna get a bill from me charging my therapy rates. Okay.
At least something should come up. Two, the inkas of close of stam, and of course, we're not living in that. But if you try to stam, then it won't be.
So I don't know what this means. But the imkasav also stam, eno kores bein
levein. If you don't have any lishma, then it's not kores bein levein. Shikoso lishma, kores and pika.
Kores.
Kores.
Now, this is interesting. He seems to think that the lishma, you ask him a supak whether the lishma is a din of the kedusha, or the dit lishma is necessary to be kores. Lufikach. So I don't know. This is very cryptic. Well, the second thing is just saying that it's a din in Krisus, and Krisus requires Roshem Gadol or.
Okay, so that's opinion. Either way,
I don't know if the second thing he's saying is inconsistent with this. The first thing he's saying, you're right, is that it has Kedusha. I happen to think that the Kedusha thing is not interesting right now to understand Gerushin. It's super interesting if you're trying to understand the Chesed she'll get. Right? In other words, I do think if you're going in the Kedusha route, you're constrained to, if you think Lishma is in the Kedusha, then you think the Lishma is in the get.
No, you must.
I don't think anybody thinks that the Gerushin is saying it's Shane Sefer. The Shane Sefer is the Chesed she'll get itself. Correct? Ezra? But the reason why I'm just puzzled methodologically what you're trying to do is because I don't disagree with what you're saying about the first view in the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that. So if you're studying the Radvaz, that's fine. But,
and that's the source you brought. So that's why I was confused.
But just because you bring it, we're not we're using the Radvaz to understand what is what is the significance of Lishma. And he says this one significance of Lishma is Roshem Gadol. Whether or not you want to run with the second half of the Radvaz where he says, let me tell you my theory of Lishma and Gerushin, if you want to, you can. Well, it's going right. And then he's saying, but why is that relevant again? He's saying, because Gedol says Kedusha. It's not going on the Gerushin part of it.
Okay. But it's not going on Das at all. So you're just, all you're doing is taking words, using the words to get this idea. Like, it's like, it's like seeing words and like, I'm sorry. Like, I see some words in like,
what do you say?
I don't understand.
You hear what he's saying?
Well, it's very loud. So I hear what he's saying. No, but honestly, I don't know. I think that he is making kind of a leap from the get, needing to be the rebels.
That's not what I was saying.
Definitely not what I was saying.
Yeah, you're
right. This is upset. I mean, not the Radvaz. You basically look at me and say, why am I just saying what the Radvaz said?
Yeah.
Well, you saw what the Radvaz says. You don't need me to tell you what the Radvaz says.
So,
I'm taking the.
This phrase implies the target. That's what you're doing.
Correct.
Otherwise, we won't use the phrase.
It's not the phrase, it's the concept. By the way, I think what they're saying in the Visu may very well be what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's saying that kryptonite, like the energy, what the get does, that it's Dabra Kores. It's only Kores if it contains this element. What's this element? The Lishma of the Baal. Rami, you're sympathetic to what Ezra's saying?
No, I don't exactly understand. I mean, as you just said that the idea of what you're saying is not
at all in the Radvaz.
Well, it's 100% in the Radvaz. I'm just not telling you. I'm not saying. Correct. I'm taking the concept for something else. Right. Yeah. Why is that?
What you're saying.
So yeah, if the Radvaz was here, he said, that's not what I'm saying. That's fine.
You can think what the Radvaz thinks. That's what you think that it is.
Okay. Usually when someone reads the source, they're like, okay, so the source is usually you say, okay, but you use the phrase.
I'm not here. I say, your issue is that you're like, why? You're trying to learn the source.
Right.
I'm trying to use the source.
All that's happening is you look at the Radvaz, you get a concept, say, oh, you could apply this concept in a sort of different way, because this is a totally different way. And it's like,
cool. No one's right.
First of all, in the beginning, Rabbi Shmuel was playing with the Radvaz settings.
I claim that the Radvaz says that Lishma is a din in Rosh Hashem Gadol, which is about a solemn act. I agree, he's not saying that about Gittin, other than through Kedusha. Well, so what's Rosh Hashanah?
It's about Kedusha.
No, you need a solemn act to be Mechel Kedusha. That for sure he's saying.
What?
He does say that. He says that you need Dibur for Lishma because you can break a Rosh Hashanah to make Mechel Kedusha.
No, but then he says the reason why the safer get is a summer Kedusha because
we're safe. Right. He's just trying to, for him, the Rosh Hashanah Gadol is only required for Kedusha.
And then
that's around parting ways with the Radvaz. And by the way, the Radvaz parts ways with himself when he says Vesu, you need it for the to be Kores.
I don't, yeah.
Depending how you read that.
I don't think that's correct reading either. But
okay, one second. So,
do you agree with that? Can you explain Rosh Hashanah Gadol, how Rosh Hashanah Gadol relates to some decision? And how that's now.
Josh gave you the rub to explain that.
Why are you making, like, what's Rosh Hashanah have to do with Solomon?
It's confrontation.
Saying something is a bigger deal than just
saying. Yeah, I mean, like, you can imagine somebody asks you something and you say,
Okay, so that's awesome.
Then you can imagine somebody asks something and you say, yes.
Speaking,
and then you can imagine somebody asks you something. What?
It's another possibility.
Right, like, I don't know, why would you complete those?
I don't understand why you're conflating push and pull with song decision.
Why is sleeping like, why can it also be like,
why can it be? Yeah, why can it be? Yeah,
I think my favorite problem is we're saying that we're using the lockdown of the Rabad in a totally different way. Why not?
Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem?
Also, he's not. He says creature in the second answer.
I don't think that's supporting what he's saying either.
Are you just trying to waste our time, or is this a genuine? Are you genuinely trying to understand? What?
And generally, don't understand.
Yeah, I started this by saying, let's look at a few other makoros and sorry, you want to set them straight after Shir? You want to set as a straight after Shir? Okay, look. What do you say? Let's look, just go back for a second I want us to look at page 10. Yeah. So look at the Sefer HaTruma and Hilchos Gittin Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Habal HaKosev. Sorry, you want to read that or you got this page 10. Sefer HaTruma Habal HaKosev Get.
Yeah, so Sefer HaTruma says Habal HaKosev Get Sar Shiyomar L'Shem Honis Ishti Ani Kosevo Tetzia Nigurah. Then Amar so far the close vote, so come okay, Momolo, so get the shame bonus EP. But so far you having the close vote, the Shema.
Yeah. So, what do you make of the fact that the Tsiboy Habal here seems to be intertwined with the Lishma? And that he has to say his wife's name? This is related to what we saw in the Sipur Dvarim discussion. That the get contains at ant in sasi plonis. So here you just get that part of the lishma is that the baal has to say that he's writing it l'shem his wife plonis.
Which part is the fish? The that is saying ishi or that is saying plonis?
Both. Meaning, I think number one that the
what? Say money again. You're thinking, but it's the same.
What?
Yeah. You're pointing to the fact that it's set the
I mean, like just that it's Dibor? No, not the fact that it's Dibor. Number one, that it has to be L'shem Ishti Plonis, like my wife such and such. It's not clear why you should have to write Ishti, just like the Ant in Sasi in the Get was a Chiddush. Here you have it as part of the Lishmas, like L'shem. Number what? Number
two. Ready to get her Sarah, determine my wife Sarah.
Very good. I think that could be a piece of it. Notice also, so he says my wife, not just my wife, but that he has to say the name in the as part of the Sibui Habal. And the other piece of it that's Mechudash, in addition to the my wife and the specific name, is the fact that this is wrapping the Lishma together with the Sibui Habal. I mean, you could have isolated those two things. You could have said you needed Tzivui Habal to write a get, and the sofer has to write a lishma. This seems to support the in the content of lishma that is the integrated formulation, right? The baal is mitzave the sofer to write a get for the purpose of divorcing his wife, so and so.
We're talking about on what's that? That the Shifa Septa who brings the halacha.
Yes.
Oh, that's the Tzibui Habal, the context of the DNA Lishma.
Yeah, it's the integrated theory and the association of Das Habal Lagarish with the Tzibui Habal. Das Habal Lagarish, Tzibui Habal, and Lishma being, if not the same concept, then very much related concepts. Did I see that? So I want to say, I think Yoni is very right to say that this could also be part of the Roshem Gadol. Eino Dome has somebody saying, write a get for me, write a get for my wife,
and write a get for my wife, Sarah. What do you mean? Roshim Gadol. Well, it's not a different context. It's the same context here about Lishma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that the... Sorry, is he saying the Baal that writes the get has to say it from Eden necessarily or no? Is it just saying it out loud so that we do that?
We hold that you should do it in front of the Eden maker. Eden, it might be enough to do it to the sofer. That's a discussion.
No, but if he's writing it himself.
What?
If he's writing it himself. If, let's say, the Baal pulls it over.
Yeah.
You have to say,
I'm
my wife out loud to Eden.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What? Yeah, well, we haven't spoken about Adam yet, but that also could be part of the similar theme. Like, you know, don't when you say something to yourself and you say it in front of two Adam who hear you say it, right? Okay. Anybody else agree with that, Diak, about the Lashem Plonus Ishti being significant? Romy?
I don't know why we're not reading this more in terms of the personalization of the entire process as opposed to the following decision. Meaning that it's about the relationship,
the
secret,
there's
something wrong with it.
Well, I didn't say you can rule that.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But that's what I'm going to find the reason to that, especially when the more you decide, well, each thing clone it. But
yeah, like there's like a. Now, I would say that this is maybe a dinner in the secret garden. Depending on how you understand that. Yeah, well, that's an opinion I agree with. Which? Personalization. The personalization, you're right. Okay. I think it's a question, how does the personalization theory relate to the Dan Chabal? But I see these two as closely related. We can think about how they're related.
Do you think it's related to the Psalm of the Vision thing?
Yes, I think it partly could be. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
But I think once you say that the Lishma is that the Baal has to be saying that he's doing it for Plonis Ishti, I think you're right that that does get to the, not just to the personalization, but like the fact that you're coming to recognition with the fact that you were married, right? You know, it's interesting, shouldn't watch too many movies, but, you know, certainly in movies, right, when a couple's like fighting and they're getting divorced, right, they're all sitting around the table. And the parents want to say, they use the kids to talk to each other. It's like, tell your mother, right? Tell your father that. You know what I'm talking about? Right? So there's like a certain sense in which you don't even want to recognize that it's like you're married, right? It's, I bet. No?
It happens in the Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, when Ron and Harry are fighting and they use Hermione popping between them. And then she says,
right.
I'm not a bloody apple.
Right.
There you go. Talk to each other if you want.
Right.
No, the problem now is the Bronx guy.
All right. So I want to think more about this Sefer Tuma here. Let me mention two other makoros actually before we break quickly. So on page 11, you have a Tosas Yom Tov that's worth thinking about. Did they quote the Tosyon Devan Tzekepi Tamudis?
I think so.
Verdvaz. I mean, where do they get their Makoros from? Yeah. You should know there's a lot of rates for them, meaning like the Encyclopedia Tamudis is not doing original research. They're lifting stuff from like the classic rates for them. It's, you know. Raid's farm? Yeah, Raid's farm. I mean, there's like, most of it's even just off discussions of the Shulchan Aruch.
It's another form of learning.
Like, so I want to flag the comment in Tosas Yom Tov. What's interesting here is when you talk about Lashem Aisha, is there a difference between the Lashem of the person knowing their name and Lashem of the person knowing the person without knowing their name? Right, so you can imagine, like, there are probably tons of people in YU. You recognize them by face, but you don't know their name. So is it a chisaron in lishma? Is it a chisaron in lishma to know the person but not know their name? Yeah. So when you say lishem, divorce my wife, does a sofer have to know the person's name? Is that crucial? So the
So Yom Tov here seems to think that if you you in a Havamina, you might think that you could be kosev lishmo without having a shame etzem. But the maskana of the din of the sugya of lishma is that you have to know the shame etzem in order for it to count as the shame that person. So I want us to think about the significance of that. Okay. Then the last thing that I want us to just think about before next year is whether you could retract lishma. So I added that to the Makoro sheets.
We said before earlier in the year, there could be a break.
There could be a break in lishma, but can you pull the lishma from the get after it's written?
If you think there's anything to do, then you can't be using the
thought. Yeah, maybe. So that's a discussion that comes up here on the in the Ramban on page 18. It's worthwhile looking at that. We saw this Ramban earlier in the year, but it's worth thinking about, can you pull the lishma from the get? Is there significance? All right, so we'll think about that. Now, I want us to continue to also to think about big picture of these three related things, meaning the scope of the lishma, the purpose of the lishma, and the content of the lishma. Remember, the content of the lishma is the separation thesis, the shema isha l'shem ha'bal l'shem gerushin versus the das of the baal l'garesh es ishto, right? And specific names or just generally l'shem the isha, that would all fall under the content, the token of the lishma. All right? Great. Shkaf, guys. We'll stop here for today. Well,